Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am so thrilled to be here today. This is Vicki Winterton from Publish Magazine and Right Now Radio. And today we have Demaya Miller with us. Demaya has been writing since the age of 12 years when she was in the sixth grade. As an avid reader, she is a great student with a great attitude. Demaya knows what it takes to get good grades, good friends, and good parents to say yes to almost everything. Therefore, she shares all of her secrets to success in her teen student success system, which includes a tip book, an action guide, a journal, and a goal calendar, all designed to help your child succeed in school, avoid negative peer pressure, stay drug and alcohol free, and create a great relationship with teachers and parents. As a six-time contributing author to Playmeter Magazine, an amusement game trade publication, she regularly attends gaming conferences and reviews commercial-sized coin-operated gaming entertainment for players, route operators, and manufacturers. Demaya has appeared on two movies, Randomosity and The Dead 2. She enjoys working at haunted houses during the Halloween season, has been scaring people for over 7 years. For fun, she reads, plays softball, she's a catcher for a junior league winning season championship, and loves to travel to trade shows with her dad, Tom Miller, or travel to conferences with her mom, Andrea Adams Miller. She has two big sisters, Devaney and Destiny. She's cats, dogs, and a motorcycle. Demaya loves cars and hopes to own a Corvette, a Camaro, and a Mustang on her must-have list. Demaya is a speaker, too, inspiring other adults and children to become authors. Look forward to her fictional book titled The Chronicles of Kate and other fiction books she is still writing. You can contact Demaya through www.teenstudentsuccess.com. And Demaya, I can't even begin to tell you how thrilled I am to have you here. So many people have fears of writing, and I'm so excited to share with our listening audience and our reading audience, you know, what inspires you to write and become so successful and do all of the things you've done in this arena at such a young age?
I just always loved reading, and I thought that if people made books for me, I could make books for other people.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So it really, an important part of what you do is the contribution and the idea that you really want to share your ideas and your knowledge and wisdom that you've gained with other people, not just your own age, but also their parents, to help them get insights.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So when and why did you begin to write, Demaya?
I started 2 years ago in December because I wanted to go to a conference with my mom in L.A., but she said that I either had to start a business or write a book, and I thought writing a book would be easier, so I started writing.
And that was in order to attend the conference with your mom. So you really had this huge catalyst to get you writing. Did you have any fears of writing? Tell us a little bit about your book and how you hope to inspire others and how that might have helped you overcome fears. Because, you know, a lot of us at any age have real fears about writing and putting it out there to the public, and you have been able to do that at a very young age. I actually attended the conference where you ended up, you know, introducing your book, and it was just magnificent, and there were superstars there. So tell me a little bit about your book and your inspiration for your readers.
Okay, well, my book is called The 27 Preteen Tips to Get Good Grades, Good Friends, and Get Your Parents to Say Yes to Almost Everything. And it inspires kids to work smart to achieve their goals and to achieve them faster.
Well, I'm sorry.
So they can be good in school.
That's fantastic. I mean, what an inspiration you are, both for parents and for kids your age and of any age, from the standpoint of what you are really affording them, your knowledge and your wisdom. And again, at such a young age, it's so exciting to see what you've done. So after writing your book, you actually became even more ambitious and you expanded your book to create a teen student success system. Where did you get that idea?
Well, what I learned in that conference at LA is that if you write, if you have an action guide and a journal, you can help people more so they will actually do the tips.
So basically you thought that putting together a program that was even more comprehensive than your book might help people to actually realize their goals, particularly teens, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell me a little bit about what's included in your teen student success system that you developed in addition to this amazing book.
Well, it's the action, it's a tip book that is the tips, and an action guide that tells you how to do the tips to make it easier, and the goal calendar is to help you get your goals, and the journal is so you can express your feelings about the tips.
Oh, that's wonderful. So basically, you're giving teens the knowledge they need to know, and then you're actually putting that into exercises and tips, and then they go on to be able to journal about that, so it becomes a real reality for them. Their goals become something that they can really, really see as feasible.
Yes.
That's really absolutely brilliant, and what a fantastic tool for other teens and also for parents to really be able to appreciate for their children. What's the benefit of each one of these products from the standpoint of how you perceive it and how you actually designed it?
The benefits of students is that they have good relationships with their teachers and they avoid peer pressure by having good friends who support them, and they stay drug and alcohol free.
That's fantastic, and it's very challenging for teens now to be able to accomplish those things because we live in a very complex world.
Yes, and parents also have benefits because they save money because of the scholarships that kids get, and they won't have to worry about them as much because their kids are making good choices, and they have more fun enjoying their kid instead of correcting them.
Oh, that's such a wonderful point. And, you know, just such an amazing thing coming from you as a real leader in this particular area. Tell me a little bit about, is there a message there that you really wanted people to grasp, like in your book and in your program?
Yes. Anyone can write a book, and they can do things smart.
That is a fantastic message. And, I have to tell you, so many of us, you know, we may have the desire to write a book, but we put it off and we put it off and we're so afraid of being judged. And what a wonderful thing, you know, it seems as if your passion for what you're doing and the message that you had and you want to get out to others your age and to parents as well, helped you really overcome some of the fear of writing that a lot of us experience.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what it's about for the parents.
They support their kids in doing the tips so they will have a better kid that they can love and be proud of.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And I can just hear the sentiment in your voice. It seems as if you probably have experienced that yourself within your own family in order for you to be able to share that with others.
Yeah.
That's just really marvelous. And again, can be a very challenging thing in the time in which we live. So tell me, what are your favorite writing tools? I'd love to hear this because, you know, you've done so much at such a young age. Tell me what has really helped you along the way.
Mechanical pencils and journals, like notebooks.
So you journal actively then, and that helps you with your writing that you actually put out to the public?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So if you have some of the most important tips that you could share for true fulfillment and what you found as, you know, achievement already, again, at such a young age through writing, what would that be?
It would probably be, it doesn't matter how good you write, someone out there will like your book.
That's so interesting. So you weren't so concerned about the technique. You were more concerned about the message and the fact that your message was so strong it would reach the right people.
Yes.
That's an amazing wisdom, again, at your point in time in life to be able to just go forward with that level of passion for what you feel your message is and be able to deliver that, not be so concerned with technique or how it would be received. I really have to say that I congratulate you on that. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
it's just such a pleasure to have you here. Who's your favorite author, and what really struck you about their work that may have inspired you to write?
Well, my favorite author is Rick Riordan, and he writes about mythology, and I guess I like that it's just a different topic. No one really wants to write about that because no one really believes in it, so it's something that I could just entertain and learn from.
It's interesting. So you find that the fact that maybe he goes into more of a visionary type of space has really inspired you to be able to achieve your vision so far at this point in life.
Yes.
Ah, that's really wonderful. That's so wonderful that you connect on that level and are able to bring that then to others and really, really help other teams with what you're doing with not only your book but also the program you developed, which is really quite amazing to have such a complete and comprehensive package for people to take advantage of, you know, teams to take advantage of. So did you learn anything from writing your book? I mean, everything is a learning experience, but writing a book is like a major learning experience. So tell us a little bit about what you learned.
It's pretty easy as long as you have an idea, and you can really write about anything you want, and it doesn't really matter.
So you were just inspired once again by your passion about this idea, and then your favorite writer spurred you on with the idea of following your vision because, you know, the genre that they write for is very visionary in its nature. So you just went with that and then explored your own vision and put it on paper. I was just wondering, did you have any major challenges that you were able to overcome in writing, or did it come pretty easy for you?
Well, sometimes I get stuck, but if I get stuck, I just kind of wait a while, and then an idea will just come up, and I'll start writing it again.
That's a really wonderful thing. So you give yourself some space for that vision and creativity to develop rather than getting frustrated about the fact that it's not happening right at that moment.
Yes. Start writing and you want if I'm stuck.
And then by giving yourself that space, then usually it comes back into a rhythm where you can start writing again?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. What do you do when you're in that space? I'm really curious. Like, do you envision what you want to write, or do you just let yourself have room and air to breathe between the maybe a place where you're kind of stuck and you move forward?
I have, room and stuff because I start singing it again after a while and just come up with a random idea so I can start writing again.
That's fantastic. So you kind of give yourself a break from the whole project and just let the creativity come back in and take hold, and then you just go with what's there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really beautiful. That's a really important tip for writers of all age. So tell me, how do your readers invest in your teen student success program? You know, what's that about, and how do they get involved in order to help themselves, or parents get involved in order to help their teens?
They can go to teenstudentsuccess.com and buy it, or they could just find me somewhere.
Okay, fantastic. And you have a website, too, right? Is that teenstudentsuccess.com? Is that the best place for them to find you?
Yeah.
Now, you know, thank you so much for that, because I think the value of what you bring is so important, especially in our times, to teens. It's really critical. So I was curious, I hear you're writing other books, I'd like to know a little bit more about that. I can hardly believe you're actually writing more books, but tell me a little bit, Demaya, about what that looks like.
Well, my new ones are all fiction because I like expanding my mind a bit and just thinking of other random stories that could interest people.
And how do these, you know, if you're thinking of writing fiction, that's very different than what you've done with your first book, which was all about tips for teens, and, you know, it was very factual and you know, health-oriented. So in writing fiction, how do you move into that? What moves you into that? And what inspires you to do that, to write fiction?
Well, all my favorite books are fiction, and I love reading them over and over again.
And so your favorite books are fiction, and you want to be able to deliver that to others as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So if I were to ask you, I mean, I had an opportunity to meet you in person, and you so impressed me. And I was just wondering, who has really impressed you in your life that has really moved you, maybe outside of authors and reading, but who in real life has really impressed you and moved you?
First of all, my mother and my dad for just being there for me and supporting me, and also James Malinchak for inspiring me to write a book.
Oh, how wonderful. That's so great. So obviously, you were living the kind of life that you were hoping for other teens and sharing with other teens within your own family, and then you've had this really unbelievably blessed experience to be involved with some really top people in the industry, including James Malinchak, you know, at this point in your career. It's really exciting. I just have to ask you one question. What do you see for your future? Do you have anything clearly lined as far as a burning desire for what you would like to do?
Well, I have a whole business, and I go speak too. And I also write monthly newsletters for parents and one for teens. But when in the future, I kind of want to be an author and a photographer.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Even photojournalism could be in your future, huh?
Yeah.
I think what's so lovely about when I met you is that you have the tendency to be able to really take, again, very early on in your life, what is intuitive and match that with some facts that are really going to be instrumental for people that are your listening audience and your reading audience. And I think that's great that you're attracted to photography as well as writing, because I think both take a marriage of those two things, and you truly have those going already, again, so early on in your career. It's just very, very exciting.
No, thanks.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you again so much to Maya for being with us. I just really appreciate the time and the inspiration that you are, not only to teens who are your peers, but also to parents. And we just thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.